We listened to a message this week, and man in North Carolina, and all I could tell that he had such a burden, and couldn't hardly get through the message without saying, I hope this don't offend nobody. I don't mean to offend nobody. And I just, my heart went out to him. I just would have loved to have been there, stood up and said, preach, brother, and offend us all. Because you know the truth, if it offends you, you don't have to apologize for it. Now, with that being said, Lord woke me up two mornings this week about 3 o'clock. We had this message on our heart. Now, I know better. I'm 52 years old, so I know better than not preach what the Lord gave me. But on Mother's Day, really, a horse leech for Mother's Day. The Bible says, if you want to turn there, in the 30th chapter, Proverbs. Now, I want you to understand, I do tell Elam, my boss, some things my wife says, because that's how I get him to share some things his wife says, and she's a lot funnier than my wife. I seem to like and enjoy laughing. Now, don't you nobody tell. But so I consider Elam my friend, and we both being men, we appreciate the women in our lives, but sometimes it's funny how they act, right? Now, I also understand that there's a lot of things I do that's really funny. But I might not point them out to somebody on the same day or in the same instance, right? That's for the women to do. But with that being said, there's a lot of times I'll say, hey, I don't know, because Sam set him up. I'll say, hey, Elam, I don't know what the Lutheran Bible says. But then I'll quote him the King James. We did that this week. And he wasn't familiar with the passage I was reading. Matter of fact, he didn't know it was in there, right? Because in the Lutheran Bible, it says it a little different. He says in the Lutheran Bible, he said the German, there's not as many words in the German language. I didn't know that. So anyhow, I just said this verse, and I said, y'all read the whole 30th chapter of Proverbs. I mentioned some other things. Well, he went home and he did that, and he come back and he mentioned that to me. You want to turn there? We're going to read three different verses, right? The one in the middle is what the Lord's going to preach a song. We preached this once before. I don't know that we based a whole message on it. You might be, maybe you remember it. Maybe you can tell me. I don't. I kind of, when I have a burden on, up or something, I carry it around and I lay it down. And I think every preacher that has a burden, that's exactly what he ought to do, right? And so the burden of the Lord being what it is today, this is what we're going to preach on. It says in the 30th chapter of Proverbs, it says, there is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give. Then if you want to go on down to the 21st verse, it says, or I'm sorry, where is it here now? Okay, the 20th verse, it says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Now, when the Lord laid this on our heart, we had to get up out of the bed. Some point you look at the clock and you see it's 3 something or other, and you look and you think, well, I've got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll lay here for a little bit and I'll try to get back to sleep. And you lay there and you lay there and you think, well, the Lord's Oh, the Lord's getting me up out of bed. There ain't no point trying to rest when there ain't no rest. And you get up, you know, you open up the scripture and this come to our mind. And it's like, well, but it's Mother's Day. So then we're trying to look and we're trying to imagine, well, the Bible don't say that the horse leech is a mother. The Bible says the horse leech has two daughters. But if you look at the Hebrew word in the Strong Concordance, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce it, but it's a luga, A-L-U-G-A. And it's the feminine passive participle of an unused root meaning to suck. The leech, horse leech. And when we went to work, I wanted to know what the Lutheran Bible says. And Elam anyhow said, it says bloodsucker. He said, but it doesn't say a crying kid give. It says that the bloodsucker hath two daughters. Give. He said, I never even imagined that they would be crying. Give. But when we was reading this, we was thinking about that and thinking, just the verse, if you read all of this, the last time we preached on it, we preached how this chapter is reiterating the same thing over and over. But the Lord, if you'll allow us today, we're going to delve in a little bit about what it is to be a horse leech, what it is to have children that are as of you, that you are. The Bible says, only here does it use this Hebrew word. Nowhere else. But so we was trying to study and trying to figure it out. If a horse leech has a daughter, is it a father or a mother? And so we got into the scripture and we got into the Hebrew and we began to realize we don't have this in English so much, but in Spanish they use it a lot, where there are masculine words and there are feminine, and so it must be with this word as well. But it doesn't matter. A horse leech is a horse leech. Did you know that leeches are hermaphrodite? Do you know what that means? They have both sex organs, male or female, and that's why, my friend, when it is exhibited within the human species, and it be a woman, she never, ever submits to authority. She never, ever submits to her husband. Why? Because she has all that she needs. She says to her children, give. Do you know that a horse leech? Why a horse leech? Well, in the truest sense of the Hebrew word, it means leech. And I think there's about five, maybe seven different species of leeches over there in Philistine or Philistia or over there in the holy country. And so it is. That there was those that when they interpreted that, apparently, for the most part, people that had experience with the leeches seen them in the horses, because a leech is it usually so specific. If you look up horse leech, it says large leech. And we know that they're in stagnant water. I've experienced them there on Cobb Creek. So not only are they hermaphrodite, and not only is it that they're not so specific, but they also can't see, and they can't. They can hear
and they can barely see. They can only differentiate between light and darkness. And then we also know that they eat a lot. They at one sitting, although a leech might not only have to eat but once a year, they will eat five times their body weight. Who of us here can have a horse leech or anybody with the appetite of a horse leech at our table? I've got a big family, but there ain't never, we won't say exactly what we weigh, but I weigh over 200 pounds. There ain't never, though I got 10 children, and my wife, there ain't never, we had people over. Levi had a birthday party yesterday, and we had some people over, and guess what? We had a lot of food. We didn't have 200 pounds worth, but let me tell you something. When a horse leech has two daughters, and she raises them, and I said she, and she raises them, and all they know is to say, give, give. It's never enough. It don't matter if I have 200 pounds of food at my table. A horse leech can eat five times its weight. Can you imagine now the appetite of an animal such as that? You know, we were thinking about that. What is it? How is it? Ermine brought us to the fact that there's a lot of people. We preached on this. Maybe it was last Sunday. Or maybe it was Tuesday night. How blessed we are that we can determine, that we can even decide between Jesus and the flesh, that we can decide between Jesus and rebellion, Jesus and lust. That there are people in this world that all they know is hatred. All they know is rebellion. All they know is adultery and fornication. And they never even consider, they never even choose between Jesus Christ and whatever other sin it is. They don't know the goodness of the Lord. Why, horse leech? I don't know the wisdom. It's in the Septuagint. It's that horse leech. Elsewhere it says something else. It says leech or something else, and we'll get to her. But the point being is, why horse leech? Well, we know, according to the law, that a horse is an unclean animal. And over there in Philistia, when the horses come the water, those leeches would get in their mouth and would attach themselves, and sometimes even into their larynx, and they are most difficult to remove. But they are not home specific. But those that come in contact with them the most was those that led their horses to water. I can remember going down to Cobb Creek. If you stay in the swift water, you aren't worried about leeches. But if you get into the stagnant water, the backwater, the shallow pools, where the water warms up, and you wait in that children, you're going to end up some years with leeches on you. And there's only one way to get them off. Well, there's several ways, but a good way is pour salt on them like a slug. But if the salt has lost its savor, how shall we then remove the horse leeches? Do you hear what I'm saying? I want you to understand something. That when a horse leech raises its daughters and its sons, it only knows one thing, and that's the blood of a horse. But I want to tell you something. As we mentioned before, there are people in America that have never come in contact with a God-fearing, a Bible-believer, a Christian. And Christianity is nothing more than hypocrisy. mercy. But thanks be to God, there ain't nobody here. You know the difference between those that are born again and those that are hiding. Listen now what I'm going to tell you. It doesn't matter if a lamb comes and it gets a leash in its mouth. Is it a horse leash? Well, we have to say, well, that's a leash in a sheep's mouth. We might call it a sheep leash, but the point being is the horse leash that has grown accustomed to satiating its appetite, taking all that it can over and over. When the Lamb of Christ, of God, comes by, as John said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. The horse leash says, now that's something I can drink. But you know what? They're not satisfied with the blood of lambs. They only want to mingle it with the unclean. They want all the attitude of the blood of horses. And if you meet the Lamb of God, what then will you become? Well, if you apply His blood, He is not only the Lamb of God, He is our shepherd. And the only time a horse leech will be satisfied with the blood of a lamb is when its daughters become the lambs of the Savior. And each and every one of us need to understand that we have a responsibility. Jesus Christ should be our all in all. But to the daughters of the horse leaves, they say, give, give. And the devil and all his demons are here. They don't have enough. They want something more. They want to be satisfied with more than what God has to offer. And they pursue and they find out exactly what it is. In that when we were studying, where we thought what we would do is try to find the nature of a horse leech. Then we thought, well, we might want to see if there's any other place in the Bible where that Hebrew word is used. And there's not. And that's the only place. But we got on the internet and we Googled that word, that aliquot, that A-A-L. I think is how it's spelled. How was it again? Yes. A-L-U-Q-A. And we found it, and I don't suggest you doing it. But this is what came up. A horse leech. Compare Arabic. The same word, the same spelling in Arabic. And it says ghoul. A leech, the root, aliquid. To clean. And then it says the word. The word occurs only once in Proverbs the 30th chapter and the 15th verse. The Revised Version margin has vampire in parentheses. An Arabic aliquot is a leech of any kind, not only a horse leech. The Arabic aliquot, which it may be noted, is almost identical to the Hebrew form, is a ghoul, an evil spirit, which seeks to injure men and which preys upon the dead. The mythical vampire is similar to the ghoul. In zoology, the name vampire is applied to the family of bats inhibiting tropical America, some but not all of which suck blood. In the passage cited, the Arabic Bible has ghoul. And it doesn't have ghoul, but it uses the same word. But if you are Arabic and you read that, you don't see a horse leech. What you understand it to be, that a ghoul has had two daughters, and they cry, give, give, and it's never enough. I read that early. I believe it was Thursday morning, and I thought, oh my God, you can't make this stuff up. There are those that have a good godly mother. And yeah, we made the mention of them. And there are people that are truly broken. And they do their best. They never sit underneath the preached word. They never heard or failed of the conviction of God. And they had two daughters. And they teach both of them to say, give, give. They train both of them to say it's never enough. I want more, I want more. Or to say give, give. It's to say it's never enough. Well, you might come to my house and you might leave because I ain't got 200 pounds of food on my table. You might say, hell, I don't know how to throw a party. You come to the throne of grace and you leave and you say it ain't enough. And you slave and you say, I want more. But what you want is not what God offers. Now think about that for a minute. And so old Sleeps had two daughters. We could liken it unto this. She never had an opportunity. She didn't know right from wrong. She was racked with the sins of this world. To the point she'd go in fits of craziness. And her daughter hung out at the same miry pool. There come a man. A man that had heard the preached word of God. But a man that was living in his rebellion. He didn't find her in a church on Sunday morning. He found her in the cesspool. And the Lord was able to tell that daughter the good news about the Lord. But the mother is still there. And that adulterous woman, she rubs her mouth. When the news is told about the blood of Jesus Christ, she says, no, that won't move. I'll take the blood of the unclean animal. I can have my fill of it. I can drink. I'll feast on the dead and the dying. And the girl don't want no part of Christ Jesus. And so it is. When conviction comes, what do? They say, wipe their mouth again and say, come and feed on what's been satiating me all of my life. Yes, I've heard of the Lamb of God, but it ain't enough. What you need to do is cry and the hell and all of its children will answer you and you'll be filled. But there's coming a point where that filling will lead to emptiness. And so it is. But there are those that don't know. Well, Daryl, there is a song sang today about your mother, or at least that was the intention of the person that sang it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can have a good mother, and you can have a good father, but the Bible says the horse leech had two daughters. Man, they cry, give, give. You can sit on the bench, and you can cry out of joy. You can sit on the bench, and you can cry out of regret. Or you can be at the daughters of the horse leech that cry because it'll never be enough. I'll never have enough. I want more. It ain't here soon enough. It ain't here more. It's supply enough. It ain't here. It ain't there. It ain't where I want to be. And because of it, it'll destroy you. And so it is. You can be born. I'm not tearing down. Everybody has a mother. And every mother loves them as best they can. But we also understand, just as we was preaching the other week, about a feller. He told me one night, he's a hard man. He'd soon as hit you if you made him mad, as he would help you. But I can remember he was telling me, tears filled up his eyes. He said, Daryl, I always felt responsible for my parents breaking up. He said, I can't remember how old he was. He might have been 5 years old. But his dad was off working. And as a adulterous mother. Had a man come in. He asked his daddy, why another man? What another man was doing in his bed. He said, my dad, he left and he never come back. Can you imagine what he carried on his shoulders? He said, holy soul, if I'd only known. Oh, but I want to tell you something. His mother was a horse leech. And a good marriage, or even a bad marriage, or one in between, wasn't enough. And it doesn't matter how he is born. There are some we can obviously say they didn't have a chance. Some of you, I'm afraid, might be falling into that category. Because when the Lord works, the horse leech wipes her mouth and says, you can be satiated. You can be satisfied with that which is not the Lamb of God and His precious blood. You know, that turned a lot of people away, didn't it all? When they came to Jesus Christ, and they said, unless you drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, and there was many that was offended by that. I want to tell you something. Well, that appealed to the horse leech. Why? And because, just like we've looked at buzzards before, we come to church and seven buzzards flew up, and my daughter seen one. It was right there at the bridge. And they flew up and swooped down. She said, there's a big, I said, yeah, that's a turkey buzzard. Now, have you ever looked at them turkey buzzards? I can remember looking and seeing them fighting over. Oh, one had the entrails of a dead animal and its claws and was fighting and flying up and trying to get away, and another one was attacking it. I can remember driving down the road and thinking, boy, I couldn't live like that, fighting over a dead, rotten carcass. It was on a hot summer day. There was juices running on the blacktop. And there they were fighting over it. Listen to me now. What God has to offer is better than the blood of unclean animals. And yes, it doesn't matter how you was raised, because there are still most born in a Christian home as a genuine born again Christians. And guess what? The Bible says that rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. You can't have witchcraft without two things. Witches and the devil. Satan had a wife, and she be a witch. And they had a child, and his name was Rebellious, and he was a son or a daughter of an old horse leech. You can turn your back on the godly things of God. Oh, you can say it ain't fair, or it ain't enough, as some have said. And I want to tell you something, I ain't never heard preach, and I don't know if it'll go farther than hell, but the Bible said that the rich man, bent and torn man, lifted up his eyes, and he seen old Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. But there were no deals cut that day. He did not get no water for his tongue. The Lord said that he had the prophets, and of every one that would come from the dead, they did not believe him. I wonder if the rich man of his quest held his brothers to be preached to stop there, or if he turned, I don't know, the workings of the afterlife and the underworld. But I'll tell you this, if there was any deal at all to make foe with the devil, you know, the old, there are those that believe that Satan is down there tormenting all of those that are in hell. The Bible says he goes to and fro as a roaring lion here in this world. But as a spiritual being, does he have the ability to go back and gather information on you and on me by those that lived amongst us who rejected, though they might have heard the preached word over and over and and over again. Did the demons look them in the face and said, there. Was there any at this church that you sit in week after week that was like you that said, it's not enough? Oh, yes. That's why I want to know. And the devil and all his demons will come and confront you. And why is that? Because if the blood of Jesus Christ ain't enough, you'll believe in anything. You'll be controlled by anything. But to the point of insanity, the devil and the witch had a child, and his name is rebellion. Think about that for a minute. If rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, this tells me that we're not just dealing with the physical world, are we? Why was it? And how was it? When this was wrote back there in Proverbs, was the writer strictly speaking of a leech that feeds on blood? They had become, somebody was mentioning that earlier on. I lose track of time. They talk about that very thing, Oh, well, if they weren't concerned about the moral law, were they concerned about the ceremonial law? Something to think about, right? Because a lot of times that's exactly how, when we read the scripture, we say, well, they won't do this, that the Jews don't do this, and the Jews don't do that, but we know good and well that the Jews did whatever they wanted to at the fall of the kingdoms, whether it be Judah or whether it be the other tribes. So then why, if they weren't going to be willing to obey the moral law, would they obey the ceremonial law? Well, I'll tell you this, it's always the last to fall. Right? There's so many that they'll wink at this and they'll wink at that. But as long as you do these things, I'm afraid that there's a lot of people, some maybe even attend this church, that have puffed themselves up in pride because they don't do this and they don't do that and they don't do this. But your mother's a horse leech, and all you're telling the world is you don't have enough. You can't get enough. Give. And every relationship, there's people that have communicated to others in this church that they'll never darken the doors of this church because the conduct of members. What shall we do? Is it the responsibility of the pastor and the assistant pastor to come to that woman and say, you need to make things right? Do we count on the Lord to do the dealing? Well, I want to tell you something. When you are directly opposed to the will of God, he says, behold, as John said, behold the Lamb of God. You hear in your ear, the blood of horses will suffice you. Blood is blood, whether it be an unclean animal or a clean. You think that the Lord, when he shed his blood at Calvary, that will change you? You've got to hide. You've got to lie. You've got to steal to get what you need, because you'll never have enough. But I'm here to tell you that his grace is enough, that his provision is enough, but it's going to take applying the blood of Jesus Christ on your life and on your heart and not filling your belly. And so then, just like rebellion, there is a spiritual element to it. So it is when your mother is a horse leech. So what can we do and how can we address this? I want to tell you something. If you think I'm talking about your mother, well then you decide. Is your mother the church a godly woman? Is your mother, the church, being always attacked? Is your mother, the church, being accused of doing those things which she didn't do?
You know what? It was some time ago, a long time ago. The Lord blessed us with a young family, and they began to get older. And as they got older, they began to vote. And there was somebody thought that unless you was 18, you shouldn't be able to vote. And you know, I mean, I thought, well, you know, I was able to vote when I was younger, but in order to keep peace, you know, we went, okay, that's fine. I don't know what their motivations were, but I do know that if I told every one of my kids that were members, you vote a certain way, well, then Derek could rule the church. And I don't know if that's what they was concerned about or not. And so I didn't withstand them. But you know what? That got thrown in my face the other day. And I thought to myself, my, my. It don't matter. We can count, right? Whether you have the ability to vote or not. And that, you know what they said? They said, well, people won't because they're afraid. Who be you afraid of? You afraid of a 77-year-old man? You afraid of a 52-year-old man with two bad knees? What are we afraid of? There are those that have left because they are afraid. But it ain't of me and it ain't of you. It ain't of no member in this church. They discovered that once you get washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, nothing else will do. Once you learn that we are the salt of the earth, no leech can inhabit the presence of the purifying salt and what it brings. But they will try. And just as a ghoul feeds on the dead and the dying, they feed on you, my friend, because you are the dead and the dying. And this is how it goes. Horse leech has $2. And the gospel's preached to them. And they come because they have beheld the Lamb of God. But that Lamb of God is not only the Lamb of God, it is the church's shepherd. And so then, because we have beheld the Lamb of God, and we have repented, and we have been washed in His blood, we then can become the sheep. But the horse prefers, I'm sorry, the horse leech prefers a horse. And so then what do? They leave the presence of the church only to become a horse. So the horse leech can feed on them. But you are what you eat. But in this instance, it's not that you are what you eat. You become what you're being eaten on. And lies are the teeth that attach to the body of whomever it's feeding on. It's a lie of the devil. There is no reason, no how, that anybody has to fear anybody that's here. We love you. We care for you. Doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. Come unto Christ Jesus. But if you bring a reproach on the body of Christ, do I not have the responsibility? It's not those that are without, it's those that are within that'll hurt the workings of God. Am I right? And I can go 700 miles. I can go 1,000 miles and sit in a spiritual service, but it won't change who I am until I've applied the blood of Jesus Christ. Because I can drive 20 miles and it won't change who I am. Because at the end of the day, when I put my head on my pillow, I'll be left alone with myself. And the words, if you're so unfortunate, the words of a horse leech. Do you want to be break free from that? I know I do. Somebody said, well, how do you know if it's the Lord? How do you know that you're being even confronted by demonic forces? Well, I know that when I talk about myself, I say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And when you put your head on your pillow at night, you hear you, and you ain't this, and you ain't that. They did this to you, and they did that to you. I'm telling you, there's more at work than the physical. There's more at work than the temporal. But we are talking about eternal. Things with eternal consequences. Can you imagine? We heard a message. My sister, I think it was, called me and said, "Oh, listen to the one night of the revival where Robbie was preaching about it. God cutting you off." You know what? We listen to it. And it's frightening to think that there are people that are already cut off and they don't even know it. There are people that no doubt, and I'm not their judge and I'm not God, but I know that there is no new thing under the sun, and I've seen it in the past, where their last opportunity to give their heart to the Lord, to repent, to turn from their wicked ways, did not happen the year that they died, but by all accounts happened decades before they died. And when they speak, they know all the lingo. They know all the words. And when the tears flow in church, it's not tears of joy or tears of sorrow, but it's tears of emptiness that what is being offered will never be enough. Will never be enough. Can I change who my earthly father is? No, I cannot. Can I change who my earthly mother is? No, I know. I don't know. I can't. I heard somebody once say about somebody that I love very dearly that they've been a father to me more, that they've been a mother to me more than my actual father or mother. But you know what? The persons that they were talking about didn't treat them any different than anybody else. But sometimes it's just our perception, isn't it? Because the truth be known, that the horse leech had two daughters. She never received enough from her parents. And their parents never received enough. Unless they are the offspring between the devil and the witch. We went on the internet and we Googled that. We couldn't find nothing for the occult popping up. And see, there's no new thing on the side. There has been the forces of Satan since the beginning of time. But this word that I don't know if I'm pronouncing right or not, aliqua, is a demon that takes on the form of a woman, according to the occult. You know what? There is a lot of demons out there. The Bible communicates that to us, right? And every one of them knows how you feel if you are the daughter of a horse leech. For they stood in the presence of God, and Satan convinced them that what they had was not enough. Let's get some songs singing.